This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. It's also A La Carte Tuesday. Lee stands for strength and represents the journey of three friends who met in Australia to pursue their studies and returned to Malaysia to open this modern kopitiam concept restaurant. Lee isn't your conventional everyday go-to kopitiam. Instead, what makes their customers wide-eyed and captivated is their unique touch in the food they cook and the way they present it. So we hear the founders of Lee to have a little chat with us as they share their journey. And who are the founders? Lim Heng Kit, Lim Yi Rui and Lee Zi Yen. Hence, I think that's where Lee came from. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, tell us the story. You all met in Australia, right? So someone share the story with me.
So, basically, we met in this uni called William Anglis. So, while we were working there and, you know, studying at the same time, and, you know, just met each other, mm-hmm. you know, went out to eat in a lot of restaurants here and there. Mm-hmm. When we came back, we decided, you know, wanted to do something a little bit on our own, right, to express ourselves, and that's how Lee came about, you know.
So you all had some work outside before Lee as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
So yeah. What were you doing before this?
Well, I was working as a chef. I'm the chef owner of the restaurant. I run the day-to-day in the kitchen. Mm. And, yeah.
So before this?
So we were studying.
Oh, so it's straight after studies, yeah. You all started this?
I mean, we worked in a few places, in KL as well.
Right.
From that, we just decided we wanted to open up a space, like I said, to...
Okay.
Yeah, we felt there wasn't really any other restaurant that was kind of selling Malaysian, I guess.
Okay, contemporary Malaysian. Contemporary Malaysian,
yes,
you called it. Okay. Yeah. So, and then, so you're the chef.
Yeah.
Yi Rui is the barista, yeah, and Zian is the manager of the place, right?
Yeah.
So, where were you before?
Well, I was studying back in Melbourne as well. Actually, I started as a cook.
Okay.
And then I was thinking, hey, let's try something new. Uh-huh. So I kind of like switched. So I was working as a barista, waitressing, and then barista for a while.
Okay.
And that's where, hey, let's come up with this idea. And I'll do the coffee program back in Lee.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you in charge of coffee. And so you overlook what? The marketing, the expenses.
Yeah, the operations, I always say. The day in and day out operations at Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Training staffs and stuff and all.
Mm.
And yeah, before that, I was in hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, doing under event, banquets,
okay,
departments.
Okay, so now you guys have decided to use up your savings, or were parents involved in this program?
We had certain investors.
Mm-hmm.
I would say we were really... really small budget project, but we work with what we can.
Right.
Hence, you know, maybe even that's why we are in DJ Daman Sarajaya.
Uh-huh.
So we have a smaller budget. So we do what we can with, you know, the resources that we have.
Was it easy getting people to know about you and hear about you? How did that happen?
I would say at the start it was a little bit tough. I'm sure for most restaurants it is. But yeah, we started slowly growing over the year, you know, getting regulars. I think that's very important. It wasn't so much of us starting up a bank. We wanted to try and, you know, fix everything we can, making sure the food is good, the hospitality, the service, everything is, you know, on point. And that's where we started slowly getting our regulars, you know. So we get regulars, you know, weekly or even monthly.
So you get your mix of office workers and families.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would say our customer base is... Yeah, a good mix, you know, even young people. Weekends, definitely lots of families with young, kids. And on weekday lunches, usually it's office workers around the area, sometimes even from other parts of Klang Valley.
Yeah. Right. And what is contemporary Malaysian then?
For me, contemporary Malaysian is kind of like our expression of what we would like to eat on our off days. I think we've worked in... I myself worked in fine dining places.
Mm-hmm.
Zian, obviously, in hotels and Chiki in, you know, certain other cafes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what we wanted to do was just kind of cook the food that we wanted to eat on our off days.
Mm.
And hence, you know, we decided to do things like even kaya, sourdough breads. We have things like pork toast. I'll play on roti babi from the Kopitiam Yutki.
Okay.
So we have plays on those kind of dishes. And yeah, it's just things that we really... believe in it.
It's okay. So your kaya is done a little bit differently.
Yeah. So what we do, it's, you know, the ingredients is pretty basic.
Mm.
So it's eggs, coconut milk, sugar, and even the pandan is from the from my backyard. Mm. So it's basic ingredients, but the technique is by sous vide. We sous vide the custard. So we cook it in the sous vide bath for a certain amount of time, blending it up, and it creates this really like aerated, lighter version of kaya, less sweet.
Yeah. Mousse-like.
Mousse-like, yes. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, and what about your pork toast?
So our pork toast, it's, I guess, like I said, it's a play on the roti babi. Mm-hmm. So we use our own sourdough breads. We make a pork mousse of sorts as well. And then just spreading on the bread, frying it, serving it with some chili mayo. Mm. It's just a good snack to have before you start your meal, at least.
Okay. Yeah. So with your coffee, though, is mm-hmm. the coffee the Kopitiam coffee or the Ang Mo coffee?
Yeah, we do more of the Ang Mo coffee. Yeah, something like the typical white coffee, cappuccino, latte, okay. and like long black, espresso, yeah.
So people prefer that. Do they ask for the local coffee,
though? They actually do. But I would say it's like more of an introduction of, hey.
Long black is kopi o.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you can add brown sugar to it. No worries for me.
Latte is kopi susu.
Yes, kopi with milk. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so you do, so that's so when people come in, what would you recommend people try? Definitely those things, lah.
All right. Usually, I'll start with an appetizer, mm-hmm. like our homemade sourdough bread and our sweet kaya. Mm. Usually, it would be the classic order, the butter and kaya on the side, mm. and. Later, I'll move on to the pork toast, which is our signature dish. Main, I'll go for usually cut. The best seller was the rice bowl.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's there's basically a complete meal with chicken thigh, ginger scallion, soft egg in the middle with a home baker cucumber.
Is that cooked differently somehow? Your chicken, your rice bowl. Rice ball.
Well, I think in terms of. Flavor-wise, it's still very comforting because we have like the ginger scallion and the pickled cucumbers. But in terms of the chicken itself, we actually even brine the chicken for about 5-6 hours. Then we kind of like cook it slowly and after that pan-searing it and serving it. So I guess it's kind of like an upgraded version of chicken rice where you get a Hainanese chicken rice.
What's the pricing like at the place?
About 20 to 25 average.
All right, so that's what a person would spend on average in terms of the meals and all that. Yeah. And you are open every day, off day, Monday.
We're closed
off
on Monday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sunday, we open till 5 o'clock, right? 10:30 to 5 o'clock. So we are off on Sunday nights.
So then you have a bit of a life left.
Yes.
do you get people saying, why you don't open later? We want to come here for dinner.
Sometimes. Yeah. But I think, like we said
before, he said, I also want to have dinner.
Because we have a pretty like skeleton crew, like really small team. So I guess it's only not only for ourselves, but also for the team as well. Because we work pretty like long hours.
6 days a week.
And it's just some time off also with family as well.
So the skeletal crew, what? Are they students? Are they, are they full-timers?
So for front house, are mostly students. Mm-hmm. And with no hospitality background, most of my front house.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think for the kitchen, we have actually a couple of full-timers, experienced ones.
Yeah.
But basically, I would say about our age as well.
Right.
So pretty young people, but then really passionate about what they do, and they're extremely positive to the team as well. And a few more part-timers here and there.
Have you ever come up with something and it doesn't work as well? Any dishes that didn't work as well?
I mean, we're always trying new things, but in terms of, maybe vegetable side on the menu, we always
switch it up. We don't like our vegetables.
Not to say we don't like, but I think sometimes, Malaysians, they have a mentality, I need that rice sort of thing. So they'll gravitate towards that first and maybe even that pork toast. Uh-huh. And sometimes the vegetables, I wouldn't say it's hard to sell, but it's a little bit tricky on our end. But we try to, even make a rice bowl with vegetables. For example, we have like a eggplant for lunch on Wednesdays. So we do like a soy eggplant dish with rice and egg and sesame seeds and stuff like that. So it's like a play on it.
What are you selling today? What's the special today?
Today is actually for lunch we have a linguine with a mushroom ragu of sorts.
Okay. How's that Malaysian?
I mean, we always have grown up eating bolognese even though we are Malaysians, but what we do with Malaysian or Chinese twist, it's kind of like putting shiitake mushrooms in it. So it gives a bit of an oriental flavour, but at the same time, still pretty familiar for right. people.
Okay. We had a couple of people who visited your restaurant. We'll hear what they have to say after this. I'm here with Lim Heng Kit, Lim Yi Rui, and Lee Zian from Lee. You're listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Business for Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You listen to A La Carte Tuesday on Enterprise. Frida Liu here, speaking to Lim Heng Kit, Lim Yi Rui, and Lee Zian. And they have a restaurant called Lee, which serves contemporary Malaysian food. Now, we had a couple of people who visited the place on the sly, the spy cart, we called it, and the spies. Let's hear what they have to say about this.
Hidden in plain sight along one of the rows of shop lots in Damansara Jaya, we almost missed Lee as they only had one lighted neon sign that hints the presence of the restaurant.
The restaurant gave us the kopitiam nostalgia and a speakeasy feel, especially with the metal grill, where they mounted the Chinese character for the restaurant's name, Lee. And it was the main attraction on their feature wall. Besides that, they also served their meals on the metal serving plates, which are commonly found in your typical kopitiam. The whirring sound of the vintage metal fans really completed the feel of the place.
The restaurant also stayed true to the theme of having an open concept kitchen, so you could literally hear, smell, and see your food being cooked for you. First off, let's talk about service.
I love the fact that our server guided us on how to approach each dish. Mm-hmm. It really gave me a very modern feel to the place. A lot of people may think, like, how much better can service get at a restaurant? I truly feel that this is the path that should be taken. Next up is the menu variety.
I think it was a decent variety overall. You could really tell that the food is mainly catered to the Malaysian palate, which I love because I'm Malaysian. A lot of the time when I read the choices on the menu, I kept wanting to know more and more about the dish, which the server did not fail to describe for us perfectly. Okay, time to talk about the real deal, the food. What did you think?
First up, we had this house rice bowl. It's like a Japanese donburi, and it incorporates some succulent chicken thigh, soft runny egg, chili mayo, ginger, and cucumber. If you're looking for a hearty meal, the house rice bowl is definitely a to go.
This one was the most ordinary for me, but I found myself taking spoons of it consistently throughout our dining experience at Lee. It's warm, it's homey, you really can't go wrong with this one.
Mm-hmm. And next we had the pork toast. It was dressed with chili mayo and herbs. When I heard about the pork toast, the first thing that came to my mind was how.
I know, right?
But here at Lee, we saw how it was put together. The first bite into that toast kept me wanting more and more. That satisfying crunch when I took a bite, I could still remember it until today.
Funny you mentioned the satisfying crunch, because one of my most favorite sounds of all time is the sound of spreading butter on toast in the morning. Anyone else out there? This dish reminded me of just that with one crunchy bite into it.
Next we have something classic, which is the kaya toast.
Oh.
Lee had their house-made sourdough topped with sous vide pandan kaya and butter with sea salt. If I were to pick only one item on the menu, this would be the one I would never want to miss.
I agree. Listen, the kaya toast was so good that I had to get a loaf of the sourdough bread as well as the pandan kaya spread to go. I downed the entire loaf in 3 days. I had it for almost every single meal, and I kid you not, every single meal those 3 days.
Wow.
Amazing stuff. Sourdough bread is officially my new addiction.
And we had the ikan bilis congee, was a classic.
This one was a hefty one, but boy, did it hit home for me. When I took a spoon of that congee, I felt the same sensation of, you know, being wrapped in my duvet in my room, watching a movie. The best kind of comfort food, for sure. Dessert time! We had the lychee bowl, which consists of juicy lychees, coconut, meringue, and lime.
When the lychee bowl was first served at our table, I thought it looked ordinary.
Yeah.
Like a typical ice bowl. Mm-hmm. But when I took my first scoop, my palate was overwhelmed with the sharp sourness from the lime, but at the same time, the meringue plate spot to tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
This really caught me off guard, and what a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, and hands down, the most unique dish we tried at this restaurant. It's so incredibly rich in flavor. If you want to experience a party in your mouth, the lychee bowl is the way to go.
Next up, it's the food presentation.
Very Instagram-worthy and so aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of pricing, it was quite reasonable.
Yeah.
I know of so many hipster cafes and restaurants out there that are way overpriced for the portion you get.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee is definitely not one of them. It was worth every ringgit spent.
Okay, so all in all, we definitely enjoyed our dining experience at Lee, and I can't wait for the next time we dine here. I'm actually flying back to Canada at the end of the month, and amongst the many, and I mean many, Malaysian meals I'll miss, Lee will undoubtedly be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Denise and Vanessa.
Oh. All right. You see, I tell you, these children, these interns, they have such a good job here. So, do you consider yourself hipster cafe?
Not really. I guess we are. We kind of bridge both worlds.
Right.
You can come in if you're really young.
One of the comments, right? Okay, so there's nostalgia. Who looked into the design of the place, the metal plates? Who looked into that?
We actually do it together. Mm-hmm. Like, we spend our free time thinking about how do we make this place better. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, about this furniture, what can we do with that? And what's the color? What's the theme of it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, things like
okay.
that.
But, like, yeah, I would like to just give a shout-out to some of the designers that have done for us.
Okay.
The design, besides the plates,
yeah.
but the space, they are called Paper Space.
Uh-huh.
So they've helped us kind of did the renovations.
Okay, and the look and feel
yeah,
of the
and
place
the feel
as
of the place.
Well, right?
So added to what we have already.
Okay,
yeah.
So I mean, she also brought up the location wise. Is that a challenge? I mean, so where are you located in DJ exactly?
So we are located outside of Atria. So there's the east wing of Atria, where there's a I think there's a Papa Ridge and a Artistry. So where you can find us is by going out
okay.
the entrance and turning right, and just look out for a food and drink sign. We have a food and drink sign there.
Okay.
So it's,
great.
Yeah.
Food and drink food, sign
yeah.
and also a green colour
okay.
building.
So yeah. you guys are there almost the whole day.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah, we work yeah. there as well.
Okay. You see, you're there the whole day. Okay, now one of the things that she brought up was the ikan bilis congee as well.
Yes.
So what's the unique spin on this?
I guess we can start with telling the story of it. It's
okay.
What we do is, it's kind of like a thing that I grew up with. So I used to have a grand aunt who always makes for me like a congee with ikan bilis. So
mm.
she does it in a very simple way.
Mm.
So it's just kind of my take on making it a little bit modern.
Mm.
So what we do is the classic is there, meaning we cook the rice in ikan bilis stock.
Mm.
So that's the base of it. We add a spring onion puree,
mm.
soft egg, and we do this thing where it's called fish sauce caramel.
Mm.
So it adds a bit of saltiness, sweetness, a little
fish
bit different.
Fish sauce caramel. Fish
yes.
caramel. Mm.
Yes. And also dehydrated kailan. So we take like kailan and blanch it, dehydrate
right.
it. So it's kind of like when you mix it up, it kind of tastes like seaweed. So it's almost like almost Japanese like also. Yeah.
Ah,
so that's
okay.
kind of like the twist that we do. Yeah.
And the lychee bowl. So that what's the story behind that?
I think most Malaysians have grown up with like that, like, I guess, cocktail
yeah,
lychee.
Yeah, the
at
one
home,
in the can,
the,
yeah.
yeah. in the can and the ice. So it's just an upgraded version where we do with coconut milk,
mm-hmm.
Lime granita, and a meringue. So there's a lot of different textures. There's cold, there's crunchy, and a bit of creaminess as well, and as well as the lychee.
You know, when you all started this restaurant and all that, right, were there yeah. some, you know, what were some of the challenges? So what were some of the unexpected things that happened that you all didn't think, eh? We never saw that because, you know, I guess it's different working with someone and starting your own business.
One of the challenges, well, firstly is things that we never did before. So even though we are really prepared for that, but there are things that come in like, hey, okay, well, do people like our food? Like we
okay.
do get like a mixed reviews, you know, in the beginning. It's like, mm. okay, you're serving this and it doesn't make much difference. Like, for example, the rice bowl, the chicken rice bowl, you know. Having the comparison within that. So I would say it's like spreading out the visions that we have, sharing with KL people. It's like, hey, you can eat food in this way.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that will be one of the biggest challenges for us.
Right. What about like in terms of the furnishing, you know, the renovation of the place? Were there unexpected increased costs? There always is.
Yeah, I think there always is with that. I mean, what we started out with was, honestly, was really from scratch. Like, even ourselves were there day in, day out, you know, looking up on things and watching, you know, making sure things, there were no mistakes or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there always is, but we try to cut that out.
Right.
So I think it was very hands-on, especially in the beginning. And it was really hard in terms of, because we weren't like designers and stuff
yeah.
like that.
So like, I'm sure like even the, what the requirements in the kitchen, like whether it's
yes.
the exhaust,
yeah, the
or,
exhaust.
And all these things, right? Was that also like new to you?
Yes. I mean, I've kind of like experienced it before, but at the same time, this is a new thing for us as well in
right.
terms of owning your own business. So, but we had a lot of help because we are in the industry, so we had a lot of help from, you know, other restaurants, friends who own restaurants, and other chefs as well. So, you know, just getting feedback from different places and stuff, and, you know, just, yeah, going with the flow, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
How are you able to manage food waste?
Food waste. Mm. Well, we try to, you know, first and foremost, order accordingly to, you know, the amount that we need each day. But in terms of that, food waste, I think maybe it's not something a lot of chefs do, but we try to use certain ingredients in different dishes as well.
Mm.
So there's not so much wastage on that. And yeah, just simple things like, you know, the SOPs of storing stuff pretty well. So I would say, I mean, there's always food waste.
Right.
Food waste, we can't avoid that, but we try our best to cut it out as much
as possible. Okay, and I suppose you sort of work out rhythm, weekend more people, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what do you all do in the afternoons? Usually 3 to 5, there's always a slump, right? 3 to 6. What do you all do? Do you do any promotions then?
At the moment, we don't really have promotions, but we have a good variety of. I mean, our kitchen is still open till 4, actually.
Mm.
So you can always just come in, have a snack, or even a rice bowl till 4, if it's, you know, your thing. You know.
Okay.
But yeah, you can always have a snack, I guess, you know, coffee. Our coffee is also really good, even though we're not known as a cafe.
Right.
But I think it's, you know, it's definitely one up there.
Okay. Yeah. And okay, so when you think about future plans, and you guys are just about a year, right? When do you all start?
Last year? A year and a bit.
So, you know, like in terms of future plans and growth, what do you all see?
We definitely want to bring the potential.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like Lee is there, but we haven't reached our full potential yet. Yeah. So definitely hoping to aim it to become an order eatery.
More marketing, make it more Instagrammable.
Yeah, changing up here and there. Always changing our menu, like, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, updating ourselves, like, food-wise, service-wise.
Okay, I understand people also like to buy your bread and your kaya.
Yeah, so I guess we're looking into selling that in a larger scale, maybe even a retail scale, because our kaya and our breads have been, you know, having good reception, because it's a bit different, a bit unique. But yeah, I think that's one of our aims in the future, hopefully to, you know, sell it out as a retail product, you know, in the future.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, not only even our kaya, we do things like chili sauce as well, chili mayo. Zienda's enzyme drinks.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of sort of like a fizz with local fruits and stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully we can bottle that up and, you know, have a little store somewhere selling all this handcrafted stuff that's made.
Okay. So that's the other way of expanding it as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All the best to the three of you, Lim Heng Kit, Lim Yi Rui, and Lee Zian from Lee. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.